Hi, everyone. Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today is Big Idea Tuesday. You know, I want to deliver some value to our audience here. So I thought, what would be a great episode to deliver? So I am actually talking today about goal setting and two big ideas to help you in the space of goal setting that are more important than ever. You know, we often think about goal setting as being something to do when times are good. When times are good, it's nice and fun to think about where do you want to take your business, your career, where do you want, what cool things do you want to do with your family, your relationship, what goals do you want to set in your health? But I would actually argue that during a crisis, especially something that is going on right now, and whether it's a health crisis, a financial crisis, crisis of future and not knowing what the future is, and a crisis of the unknown, I couldn't think of a better time to step into the power of goal setting than during a crisis. Because whether you own a company, your team is looking up to you to figure out what the future looks like. Whether you are in your family's looking up to you and your partner. Or you, if you're solo and raising kids solo, they're looking up to you and they're wondering about what's next. How do we maintain our mental sanity while everybody's at home in the same room? Whether you're solo or whether you're with the family too, if you've lost your job, a crisis like losing your job and unemployment and navigating that and making up that income, we have to set goals. We have to set intentions. We have to prioritize and focus on what's important and leave everything that's not. So goal setting is actually more needed in a crisis state, in a challenging state, than ever before. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we do, I just first want to say my heart goes out to everyone. I've been saying it before every single podcast that I'm doing, but I'm really thinking about all our listeners that are out there. So many of you have texted me different things that are on your mind, so many different challenges that you're navigating, whether it's family members who are sick right now, whether it's diagnosed COVID-19 or whether it's COVID-19 like symptoms and there's just anxiety that's there. There's some of you that have texted me about that. There's some people that have told me that they've lost their jobs, which I, of course, 1,000% feel for. It's been great to really hear from a lot of you. And if you want to text me with what's on your mind, you know, this isn't a marketing play. It never was. This is just an opportunity to be more, create a more intimate space with my community. I put out a text message number, and I've been spending a lot more time since quarantine texting and replying back to folks. Yesterday, I spent 3 hours getting back to everybody who texted me in the last 4 days. So that's been really nice. So if you have something on your mind that you just need to get off your chest, or you're going through a struggle and you just want somebody to hear you, not even necessarily want advice from me, you can text me, 302-335-6565. It's 302-302. What's that? That's the area code of the state that I grew up in, Delaware. So this is my number that I've set up for the text message community, 302-335-6565. Again, one more time, 302-335-6565. Just say hi. Just say hello. Tell me a burden that's on your mind or a challenge that you're working through, and I'll reply to you. It might take a day or two or three, just being realistic. When I get 1,000 text messages at once, it sometimes takes a few days to catch up on it. And again, not a marketing play. I don't have anything that I'm selling you on text message. This is just an opportunity to connect with my community. And once or twice a week, I send out an inspirational quote that I've come across. Speaking of quotes, I want to read a quote from an author for today's Big Idea podcast. There's an author named Stephen Pressfield. He's written this book called The War of Art, one of my all-time favorite books. If you haven't read a book in a while and you have the luxury of having some downtime and are looking for a good recommendation, there's a book, and it seems like it's for artists, but actually I would argue that every single one of us is an artist that's out there that's listening to this podcast. Whether you are on the PTA for your kid's school, whether you have a nonprofit that you're involved in, whether you have a side business that you want to start one day, whether you want to just be more creative in the current work that you'd want to do, whether you want to start a podcast, whether you just want to write interesting things on social media and share cool articles with your friends, whether you don't know what you want to do, but you've always genuinely felt creative inside, you're an artist. It's kind of like when you go to a first grade class and you ask how many kids are an artist or are good at singing. Almost every kid raises their hand. There's been studies on this that people have done and videos, you can Google it, where they go into a school and they ask how many kids are a singer or how many kids are good at drawing. Everybody raises their hand, because when you're young, you're just like, yeah, I like to do it. That means I'm good at it, which is the truth and how it should be. Then as you get older, then you start to think, no, I'm not an artist. No, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. Sure, you don't want to be lying to yourself. But anyways, I digress. we're all artists and we all have some art to contribute to the world, whatever that is, and it can show up in many different ways. And this book is about the battle that artists go through when it comes to fighting something called the resistance. The resistance is the amygdala, the part of our brain where our ego comes from that's constantly based in fear. And it's the part of our brain that tells us, don't do that. People are going to judge you. Oh, don't do that. What are people going to think? Oh, that's not good. You shouldn't put it out there. No, you can't start a podcast. You don't have any credentials. You can't do this. You can't write a book. You can't go start this thing, whatever it is that you want to do. That's the resistance. Stephen Pressfield calls it the resistance. And in the book, he talks about how creating any kind of art at all in your life, and we're not talking about drawing and painting, we're talking about anything that's creative that you want to bring into the world, it's a battle. It's a battle of good and evil. And evil is the resistance. I'm not going to spoil the book for you, but it's a fantastic, fantastic read. Anyways, today's podcast is a quote that comes from the author, Stephen Pressfield. And the quote goes like this. It's going to set us up for our two big ideas to help you think through goal setting during quarantine, COVID-19, during these uncertain times, which I had already argued is more important than ever. Here's what the quote goes like. Stephen Pressfield says, the real question is, are you putting your, by the way, okay, I'm just going to pause for 1 second. I don't bleep the podcast anymore. And so if there's light level cursing or if there's a curse word that's in here, this is how I talk. I've choose to write that episodes are explicit. That's the little E button next to an episode that you can see. So first and foremost, I want to apologize to everybody who has a challenge with the cursing. I recognize it. I am not going to change. This is how I talk. And I only bring in cursing at moments that I feel are important to emphasize in the conversation. There's a lot of podcasts that are out there that don't curse. And I'm happy to recommend those that are there for you, like The Doctor's Pharmacy by Mark Hyman, my business partner. His podcast, he doesn't have cursing, or if it's there, it gets bleeped out. So that's a great podcast. But for those of you that appreciate this podcast and appreciate that I don't curse all the time, I just bring it in when it's needed or useful, or in this case of a quote where I'm about to bring in a light level curse word. So I'm just giving everybody a heads up. You can cover your ears and pause for 30 seconds. I won't refer to it for the rest of the episode. But anyways, that's my monologue on cursing and a little rant on that. So Stephen Pressfield says, for the quote to set up this podcast, he says, the real question is, are you putting your ass where your heart wants to be? The real question is, are you putting your ass where your heart wants to be? As another version of this quote, he says, do you have the courage to put your ass where your heart wants to be? So I'm not going to say that curse word again. We're done. Let's jump into the podcast. So why is that quote so important? It's so important because our bottom, let's just refer to it as our bottom. Are you putting your bottom where your heart wants to be? And your heart is your goals, whatever goal is important to you, whether it's finding a new job right now because you've gotten employed, whether it's navigating a better home life for your family because everybody's in quarantine and getting on each other's nerves, whether you are thriving right now and you're healthy and you're happy and you have your job and you're thinking about the next project that you want to do, your heart is your goal. And your bottom is your ASS. And so your bottom, Stephen Pressfield asked, are you putting your bottom where your goals want to be? That means, are you doing the work? So if you say you want to be a writer, are you putting your butt in the chair and writing? Can I look at your calendar and see what's most important to you? So that's what today's podcast is about. I argued why goal setting is so key in these important times. Now I'm going to go into these two big ideas. And the first big idea is on the topic of time blocking. So to piggyback off of Stephen Pressfield's quote, which is, are you putting your bottom where your heart wants to be? I want to ask you, do you time block? So what is time blocking? Time blocking is a technique that allows you to look at your schedule and proactively plan things out on your schedule that are appropriate to how you want to spend your time. Just like somebody might say, I'm inviting you to my wedding. And so here's the invitation. So you'd add it to your calendar. Well, besides weddings and doctor's appointments and times that you might have to pick up your kids or other stuff, there's a whole bunch of other activities that happen during our day. Whether you have a job, whether you're working in the home, which is also a form of a job, Shout out to all the moms that are out there that are looking after their family on double time, that are homeschooling, and dads too. You know, there's dads that are out there, but obviously, you know, historically a lot of that weight falls on women. So shout out to the moms that are out there. So separate from all the things that are little appointments and reminders in your calendar, we have what we want to spend our time on. Now, whoever you are, especially during quarantine, there's goals that we have. There's things that we want to do that are related to our future, that are related to some of the points that I brought up earlier, that are related to just important things that we have to get done in the day. And so the first question is, are we time blocking? Can I look at your calendar? I use Google Calendar, for example. Can I look at your calendar, and by looking at your time blocks in the day, which is, let's say right now, if I was looking at the beginning of my day today, I would see that I had a time block for a workout. So 11 a.m. to 11:30, I put inside of there that I was going to do a Zoom workout with my buddy Adam. So that was planned out in advance. And even when I work out by myself, I'll put that in my calendar. I'm blocking off that time in my calendar for that specific activity. And then after that, I blocked off a little bit of time for journaling. Then I blocked off a little bit of time for emails, because in the morning and at the beginning of the week, usually I do it on Sundays, I'll look at my calendar and I'll say, what matters most to me? What's most important to me right now? What do I want to give love and attention to in my career, in my family life, in my relationship, in my nonprofit work that I do, for my podcast, my creative projects? What's most important to me, and how do I give it the love and attention it deserves? So just like, you know, it's like budgeting. A true budget is when you tell, as Dave Ramsey says, he's the author of Total Money Makeover, great book right now for anybody who's trying to get their financial life in order. And he also has a 14-day free trial for Financial Peace University, which is a great course. I did it when I was in college, and it really, really helped me think through my financial life and set it up for success moving forward in the future. So as Dave Ramsey says, a true budget is telling every dollar what to do on paper before the month starts. Not looking at your Amex bill or your credit card bill or your bank statement at the end of the month and seeing what you spent money on. That's a retroactive accounting. That's not a true budget. A budget is saying, hey, look, we have $100 for groceries every week. And if we go above that amount, then we're breaking our budget. So we either have to rebalance it or figure out where the money's going to come from. So just like that, we want to treat our calendar that way, because our time is the most valuable asset that we have right now. And it's the most crucial when it relates to how we move forward with our vision in all areas of our life, in our mental health and our emotional health, our physical, spiritual life, our career, our family life. They all need their own version of, even if they're light level goals. They could be big goals, they could be little goals. But if we don't have a time block and we just approach the day willy-nilly, what ends up happening is that we become reactionary. And reactionary equals anxiety. When you become a victim of the demands of everybody else around you, your boss. And listen, everybody has a boss. And if you don't think you do, you know, you just don't know who it is. In my case, even though I own my company, my customers are my boss, or my business partner is a version of my boss that are there. And the honest truth is that my employees are my boss. I'm accountable to them to make sure that I look after them and their career and other stuff. You know, technically, yes, I'm the boss, but you know, all these individuals are my boss and I owe them all different things. So everybody has a boss. So even though you have a boss, it's like they have their priorities, but you are the one that's responsible for how to navigate your day. And even if you have a job right now and you're working full time, your work is just one of many aspects of your life that are there. So if we become reactionary to our family, I love my family, but I don't want to become reactionary to them unless if it's a true emergency. I want to make sure that I'm taking care of the goals that I have. I want to make sure that my own priorities get done, because when I take care of myself, as Ben Nempton said on last week's podcast, which was all about the bucket list, then I'm more able to take care of others too. When I take care of myself, when I have my priorities straight, it makes it easier to support everyone else that's there. So the first question is this. Here's how to know if you do time blocking. Can I open up your calendar right now and see how you've allotted time for today? Can I see basically how you've spent your budget, your time? Can I look at your day tomorrow? Tomorrow's the 15th, at least the day that I'm recording the podcast is the 14th. Tomorrow's the 15th. Can I look at the calendar and see how you've allotted your time? Does the day have little blocks of time for the things that are most important to you, the most creative projects? And if the answer is no, then I might want to suggest that you consider time blocking as one of the vehicles to give attention to the goals that are in there. Now, the second thing is sometimes people do keep a diary and they do keep a journal or a calendar with different time blocks. Now, the next part of this question is, going back to Stephen Pressfield's quote, is that can you put your butt, I'm already forgetting the quote. I have to reference it back. Here we go. I'm opening it up on Instagram because I posted previously. So he says, the real question is, are you putting your butt where your heart wants to be? So if I ask you what your goals and dreams are, or what the most important priorities are for you right now in the short term, can I look at your calendar and tell what those priorities are? It may not be on a daily basis, but at least can I look at the week and say, wow, this person is trying to start writing. Oh, this person's working on getting a new job because they have a time block on Tuesday to send out all these applications or to follow up and reach out to their network or to do this. This person's trying to launch a business. This person's trying to do this. This person's trying to put attention to their health because I see how many times they've blocked off workouts on their calendar. So I should be able to look at your calendar and see what your goals are. If I can't figure that out by looking at your calendar, then I'm going to ask you, is it real? Is it real? Now, at the end of the day, there's the classic saying, which is, if it's working for you, keep on doing it. So if your method is working for you, whatever your method is, even if that's no method, keep doing it. I'm not here to tell you any differently. What I often found in my own life is that I would say that I wanted to make progress on certain things. I'd say that something was a goal. I'd say that something was something that I wanted to give attention to. I always would say I wanted to start a business or that I wanted to start podcasting again. But I wasn't actually doing it, and I didn't have the time blocked off my calendar to even think about it. Sometimes you just have to block off time on your calendar to think in peace, especially with us all being at home right now. And if anybody has a family, sometimes you have to just block off a time for a walk so that you can think about what your next moves are, to get away from a little bit of the noise, even from the loved ones that we have, to actually put attention on the thing that you want to make progress on. So if I can look at your calendar and I can tell you what your goals are, amazing. If you don't keep a calendar and it's working for you, amazing. I'm not here to tell you anything differently. If you have not been able to make progress, you've lost a little bit of momentum, now is the time to bring time blocking back. So that's big idea number one. Let's step into time blocking. For a more descriptive example of what time blocking looks like, just go to YouTube and type in time blocking. There's plenty of people that do it and that have videos on it. I'm just trying to get you excited in my own voice to try it if you haven't done it before. Let's move to big idea number two. Big idea number two is the one thing approach. When I started these big idea podcasts, I recommended a book early back in January to the audience. And that audience was Gary Keller's The One Thing. The One Thing by Gary Keller, who's the founder of the largest private real estate company, Keller Williams. And I forget this co-author on the book, but you can look it up on Amazon. Gary Keller, The One Thing. Why do I love this book? Well, in Gary's words, I'm going to paraphrase, people would ask him, what did he do to disproportionately become so successful in life in all the projects that he cared about and his career too, in his family life, in his giving back to the community in Austin and also globally, in this private company that he built and scaled from the ground up? What did he do to have such a disproportionate level of success in all areas of his life? And he said that what I did is I always made sure I gave attention to the most important thing, the one thing that was needed to make everything else in my life easier, more impactful, or unnecessary. Why unnecessary? Unnecessary because sometimes we think we have to do these 12 things to make progress in our life, but not every one of those things is needed. One thing could potentially help us leapfrog that. So when we get done the most important things, sometimes we don't have to do the full list that's out there. So that's what this book is about. And why I'm talking about the one thing approach when it comes to goal setting right now is there's a question that I asked my partner, my girlfriend, Yasmin. Shout out to my girlfriend, Yasmin, and also her mom, Niloufar, who listens to this podcast sometimes. There's a question that I asked my girlfriend that we've been getting in the habit of as we've becoming, trying to be accountable to each other's goals and dreams, especially during self-quarantine. I asked her, if there's one thing that you can get done today that you can make significant progress on, and that's the only thing that you can make significant progress on, what would that one thing be? And by the way, it's not just with work and career. She owns her own business too. And she's navigated COVID-19 and quarantine and shutdown just like all of us. But it's not just in our career. It could be that day that the thing that she needs to do is she feels really tight in her body and she feels like her shoulders are really tight and she feels like she hasn't gotten a massage in a while because we're all in quarantine. So it might be that she has to work out. So if one thing happens today that's most important, that just I can't do anything else that's there, it's like I need to get a workout in. This is a good question for you. This is a good question for anybody who's listening to ask yourself to significantly make progress on the goals and the things that you care about. Ask yourself at the beginning of each day, if only I got made progress on one thing today, one thing. That doesn't mean that you sit in bed all day and then you just get up and you go do that thing and you go back to bed. By the way, it could mean that. There are some people that are out there that are dealing with debilitating anxiety, that are dealing with debilitating depression. I feel for all those individuals right now. Please go back and listen to some of the episodes and podcasts that we've done on this topic, whether it's Dr. Joan Rosenberg working through difficult feelings, whether it's Drew Ramsey talking about how depression and anxiety can often be inflammation of the brain, which is why it's so important during these times to have a healthy diet and eat clean and avoid sugar and avoid alcohol, because that inflammatory response can create a depression-like reaction. Depression is a spectrum. For some people, it truly is a severe, severe chemical imbalance and they need prescriptions and they need to work with a psychiatrist. But for most people who are in the middle or on light level depression, they would do very well and they would fare very well by significantly changing their diet and reading the work of people like Dr. William Lee and Dr. Drew Ramsey, especially. We did a past podcast with him. But anyway, shifting over, it's not like you're just going to stay in bed and get up and do that one thing. It just means to significantly make progress on the goals that you need to. There might be one thing that you identify and say, this is the thing that I need to do. The challenge becomes when we try to do 20 things or 30 things, or we have such big goals and dreams that we want to do it all at the same time, especially right now where we have so much time. There's some people that I know that are starting 20 projects, 5 projects. They want to start a podcast. They want to write a book. They want to start their website. They want to do all these things. But if we break down our goals and we really ask ourselves, what is the most important thing that I want to make progress on today or this week or this weekend or for this month? When you get clear on that, you give that goal disproportionate attention. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll ask myself, what's one thing that I want to do today that would support my mental health? What's one thing that I want to do that would support my emotional health? What's one thing that I want to do that will support my physical health, my spiritual health, my career, and my business? So I'll literally just go through and I'll say, this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. So for today, for me, which is why I got the podcast done later, I had not worked out in a couple of days and I had a block off for 11 a.m. to do a workout. So that was my most important thing in my physical health. And I time blocked it, which is what I'm encouraging you to do. And I identified it and I wrote it down on a piece of paper. This is different than a to-do list. It is the top of the list that regardless of whatever else gets done, this is the most crucial thing to make progress on. It's the most crucial thing that'll significantly make a difference in your day and in the goals that you want to make progress on. So we write it down and I try to keep my larger list no bigger than 3 to 4 things. I know earlier I said mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, career, family, that sort of thing. I don't work on one of those every single day. I might just pick 3 that need attention, because when you make progress in one area, then you can go jump in another area. So I'll pick 3 to 4 things that I really want to significantly make progress on. And those are my one thing for the day. And also maybe my one thing for the month. Sorry, one thing for the day, one thing for the week, one thing for the month. And when I keep my attention and focus on these most important things, that's how I get a lot done. Because I don't lose, I never take my eye off of the ball of the most important thing. Now, how do you figure out what's the most important thing? Well, that's up to you. And they talk about that in the book, The One Thing. You can read it. You can learn about it. You can listen to the podcast. They have a free podcast called The One Thing, and you can get the gist of it. You know, the book is great, but if you don't want to buy the book or you can't buy the book right now, you can get like summaries online and blog posts and other things like that that are out there. So these are 2 important ideas to embrace during the time of quarantine, during the time of self-isolation, during the time of COVID-19, during the time of uncertainty, is to actually step into goal setting and to remember the most fundamental question that Stephen Pressfield asked us, are we putting our butt where our heart wants to be? Are we actually putting on our calendar? Are we time blocking? And are we making time? And are we actually doing the thing that we want to do that will help us with our future goals, visions, and action items that are there? If we're not putting our butt in the chair, which is meaning actually doing the work, that could be writing, building that website, starting that business, emailing, 100 of your past contacts, anybody that you met in the last year saying, hey, I just got laid off, or I'm furloughed right now, or I have extra time, or my husband got laid off, or my wife got laid off and I need extra work. I'm going to email every single person that I know on LinkedIn. And I'm going to block that off my calendar, and I'm going to say that this is when I'm going to do it. I need to look at your calendar and see that it's reflective of your goals and dreams or whatever is most important for you. If I can't look at your calendar and see that, it's very tough. Again, with the caveat being that if your way is working for you, keep doing it. Who am I to tell you to not do that? I hope this podcast has been helpful. Today is Tuesday. This is a big idea Tuesday episode. I want to go back to one thing I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, which is if you got a burden, if you got something on your chest, if you're working through stuff, if you just need somebody to talk to and just share what you're going through, and you're comfortable with the fact that it might take me a couple days to read all the messages from the people that might text in, shoot me a text, shoot me a message, 302-335-6565. You'll get an automated message back which says, add yourself to my contact book. That just helps me know your first name. So many times, so many incredible people text me and they say, hey, Drew, I just want to say thank you. And, I love the podcast and everything, but they don't fill out the form. And so I don't know what their first name is. So I don't even know what to respond to them as. So fill out the form. And there's a little note that says, give me a day or two to get back to you. So I'm going to up the amount of time that I'm spending on text messages to get back to every single person who texts in. It just might take me a couple days. Shoot me a text. You can 302-335-6565 and tell me what you're thinking about and what you're working through, or if you found value from this podcast. I want to appreciate everybody that's been listening. As you've been seeing, we've been trying to put out more and more content during this time. I hope it's valuable. If you have any suggestions for any episodes, you can shoot me a text as well, 302-335-6565. Today is Big Idea Tuesday. Please give love and attention to what's most important to you. Please have the courage to time block, and please have the courage to identify the most important thing that you want to make progress on. This is your life. There's never a better time to design it. And there's never a better time that it's most needed for you, your family, and the world. Sending you lots of love. Talk to you soon.